You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. Each week, I begin with a word about prayer. It's important that we pray to Jesus at least once a day because that's how we build a relationship with Him. The more we pray, the stronger our relationship becomes, and in time, we learn through prayer how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our burdens and let Him handle them. When we do, we find ourselves living in peace and contentment without worries, fears, or stress. Years ago, I had very little faith. I hardly went to church and I didn't pray. As a result, I had no relationship with the Lord. But in 2010, my life changed when, after a series of events that took place in my life, no doubt orchestrated by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was "With difficulty, there's opportunity," and how when we trust the Lord, no matter what we are going through, not only is He there to help, but He often provides us with alternatives that can bring us to a better place. All we have to do is trust and believe in Him. On today's show, we are going to have a very special guest, Diane Foley, the president and founder of the James W. Foley Foundation. Diane's son, Jim, was tragically murdered by ISIS in 2014, and we will be speaking with Diane about that and her foundation. But before we get to Diane, I want to talk about today's topic, which is Jesus watches us all the time. I have spoken on past shows about how Jesus is there for us 24/7, how He will guide us, protect us, and lead us, and how important it is to pray every day. Well, all of those things are true and work because Jesus watches us all the time. Our role is simple. All we have to do is believe in Him and trust Him. And yes, as Christians, we're obligated to follow the laws and commands of our God. But when we show the Lord our love, our devotion, and trust in Him with all our heart, we do live happier lives because we're never alone, for Jesus is with us always. In the Bible it says, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good." This Bible verse makes it clear that we have Jesus watching over each of us every minute of every day. And when we build a relationship with Him through prayer, when we feel His presence in our hearts, and when we let Him lead us, our lives are not only easier and happier, we no longer have to worry or deal with any kind of stress. When we accept the premise that Jesus watches us all the time, we never have a feeling of being alone. We never have to doubt ourselves, and we never have to be concerned about dealing with a problem or making a difficult decision. Because Jesus watches us all the time, He's fully aware of everything taking place in our lives. So all we have to do is let Him lead and guide us. It really is that simple. Never be afraid. Never feel alone, because all we have to do is remember that Jesus watches us all the time. Understanding how the Lord is always there for us is another part of living life as a Christian. Our topic today is Jesus watches us all the time. In the Bible, there are many references to Jesus being the Good Shepherd. That's a powerful analogy, because just as a Good Shepherd watches over His sheep, taking care of them and protecting them, so is Jesus our Shepherd, watching over and protecting us. When we accept this premise, we automatically have inner peace because we understand that we're never alone and never have to deal with anything we can't handle. For Jesus is always there to give us strength. So whenever we are feeling lost or afraid, simply remember that Jesus watches us all the time. Just reach out to Him through prayer, and soon we will find ourselves in a better place because Jesus is by our side. The first song I'm going to play today has a simple message. The song is called Say We Thank You, Jesus. When I wrote this song, I thought about all the times throughout the day that we should recognize what the Lord has done for us and how we should say thank you. In the verses, we hear how we get caught up in our own lives and take so many things for granted without giving them much thought. And then in the chorus, how easy it is to start off each day with a simple thank you prayer. Please listen now to my song, Say We Thank You, Jesus.
We have so much to be grateful for. Many times we should say thank you, Lord. We get caught up with our own lives, forgetting Him and His sacrifice. We don't reach out, it's such a crime when we never take the time. For how you show us you care, with all you give and all you do for us, we should praise and worship you and say we thank you, Jesus. Say we thank you, Jesus. We take for granted what we enjoy and do not see what we destroy. Each day we start fresh and anew, with cluttered minds and not thinking of you. We don't reach out, it's such a crime when we never take the time. Start off each day with a thank you prayer. Say thank you, Jesus, for how you show us you care. Say we thank you, Jesus. Say we thank you, Jesus. There comes a time for us to get it right. So reach out to Him and you will see the light. A prayer a day is really all that you need to show your love and that you believe. Such a crime when we never take the time. Start off each day with a thank you prayer. Say thank you, Jesus, for how you show us you care. With all you give and all you do for us, we should praise and worship you and say we thank you, Jesus. Stay with a thank you prayer. Say thank you, Jesus, for how you show us you care. With all you give and all you do for us, we should praise and worship you and say we thank you, Jesus.
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. And now, I would like to introduce a very special guest, Diane Foley, the president and founder of the James W. Foley Foundation. Hi, Diane. Welcome to Let Go and Let God. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on our show. Diane, please share your story of Jim Foley, the incredible person he was, a dedicated journalist, and his unfortunate kidnapping, which led to his horrific death.
Jim was the oldest of our five children. He grew up in New Hampshire, always curious, loved to read and write, very interested in other cultures and the world. Mm-hmm. Jim eventually became a conflict journalist and was drawn to the Middle East because of the Arab Spring that was starting really in 2011. People in that part of the world were hoping to break free from their dictators. Mm. And Jim was initially arrested as a political prisoner in Libya, but freed, thankfully. Yes. And then when he went into Syria, he was actually taken hostage on Thanksgiving Day in 2012.
Wow.
And he completely disappeared that time. We really did not even know who had taken him. He was starved and tortured for 2 years. Towards the end of that, we realized he had been taken by a terrorist group called ISIS. Mm-hmm. And they eventually beheaded Jim in wow. August 19th of 2014.
That really is so sad. Diane, I read your book, American Mother, and I watched the documentary, The James Foley Story. While reading your book, what impressed me the most was how, despite everything you went through, you never lost your faith. Can you share with us how your faith has played an important role and helped you on your journey?
Oh, yes. My faith in a merciful and loving God has been critical. I am so grateful to God for giving us Jim and our other children, for giving me the strength, for surrounding me with angels, caring people who've lifted me up and carried us through that ordeal.
Right.
And who've helped us continue Jim's legacy of goodness and moral courage in the formation of the James W. Foley Legacy Foundation. We formed it within 3 weeks of Jim's murder. Mm. And here we are 10 years later. It's going strong thanks to many, many generous and just good people. I'm so grateful.
That's wonderful. Well, I truly appreciate how you kept Jim's legacy alive by founding the James W. Foley Foundation. Diane, could you share with us the wonderful work you do and how our listeners can find you?
Sure. The website of our foundation is jamesfoleyfoundation.org. Please sign up for our quarterly newsletter. That's how you become part of our family. Our family has grown. We have over 11,000 very faithful people who keep us afloat.
Wow, that's great.
Our mission is to advocate for any fellow American or legal permanent resident who is targeted and taken captive abroad.
Mm-hmm.
That includes terrorist groups, criminals, and also other foreign governments. And additionally, we provide free safety education for aspiring journalists and freelance journalists. Mm. Our core ethos is about inspiring moral courage in ourselves and in anyone else that we work with, because Jim aspired to be a man of moral courage.
Right.
So we seek to keep his goodness alive by aspiring to it ourselves. People help us by, becoming a monthly donor, by signing up for our newsletter. We do an annual walk run that's virtual, done all over the world and country. And I would invite and welcome anybody who cares about these issues.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, once again, you've been listening to Diane Foley from the James W. Foley Foundation. And I want to thank you, Diane, for talking with us today on Let Go and Let God.
Oh, all right, it's a pleasure. Thank you for your time.
Today's topic is Jesus watches us all the time. If we accept and agree with that premise, then the next natural step is to enhance his presence in our lives. And the way we do that is through prayer. Prayer really is a very special time for us, and we are very fortunate to have this wonderful opportunity to talk to Jesus whenever we want about whatever is on our minds. Our prayers should begin first with us letting the Lord know how much we love him and how grateful we are for all we have. Next, we should pray for others and their needs. Then we are free to speak with Jesus and share with him whatever is troubling us and open up to him about why we are troubled. Speak freely to him and talk with him as if we're talking to our best friend, because in many ways, Jesus is our best friend. When we are praying for a particular need, be sure to not just pray on it once, but rather pray on it often and be consistent. This lets the Lord know we are sincere about what we are asking for, and it gives him the time he needs to make it happen, provided it's something he wishes us to have. We also have to be patient, because the Lord works on his timeline, not ours. But remember, when we are praying for something and it has not been granted, it's possible the Lord needs more time, or it's also possible it's not something he wishes for us. But almost always, when that is the case, it's because the Lord has something different in mind, and when he implements his plan, we find ourselves in a much better place, usually one we could have never imagined. When we pray, we have to believe in the Lord and trust that he will come through for us. Just be patient, be consistent in our prayers, and never lose hope or allow our doubts to take over. So as we go through our week, remember to pray to Jesus at least once every day and share with him our most intimate thoughts. Let him know how much we love him and how grateful we are for all he has given us. Understanding the importance of prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and upbeat song called I Trust in You. When I wrote this song, I thought about myself and how I used to go through life without reaching out to the Lord, often making mistakes and not winding up in a good place. In the verses, we hear about how I used to be always in a hurry and dealing with stressful issues, and then in a chorus, how much better life is because I trust the Lord and let him lead. Please listen out on my song, I Trust in You.
I used to worry, be in a hurry, I would force my way. I'd be so stressed, could never rest, uneasy every day. I'd be mad.
Life goes on, but only by
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, today we celebrate the most holy and blood of Christ. In the gospel, we hear the story about how after preaching to a crowd of 5,000, Jesus' apostles suggested that they send the crowd home because they needed food and a place to stay. Jesus dismisses their suggestion and asks what they have for food. The apostles tell him that there is a boy with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Jesus asks for the fish and bread, and while looking up to heaven and praying, is soon able to feed the entire crowd of 5,000. When the crowd has left, Jesus instructs the apostles to pick up the remains, and they wind up filling 12 wicker baskets. Yes, this was a great miracle performed by Jesus, but the symbolism here relates to the Holy Eucharist. Just as Jesus was able to produce enough fish and bread to feed a crowd of 5,000, he is more than able to provide enough bread and wine that becomes consecrated into his body and blood to feed all Christians. I chose for today Psalm 1, "Blessed are they who hope in the Lord." This psalm is a reminder for all of us to have hope in the Lord and to follow the laws of our God. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by a modern melody and a contemporary musical arrangement. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 1, "Blessed are they who hope in the Lord."
Blessed are they who hope in the Lord, who hope in the Lord, who hope in the Lord.
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, God's Priorities. I asked God to grant me patience. God said, patience is a byproduct of tribulations. It's not granted, it's earned. I asked God to give me happiness. God said, I'll give you blessings, but happiness is a choice. I asked God to spare me pain. God said, suffering draws you apart from worldly cares and brings you closer to me. I asked for all things that I might enjoy life. God said, I will give you life so that you may enjoy all things. God, please help me love others as much as you love me. Ephesians 6:10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guest, Diane Foley. And if you would like to learn more about me, email me or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God. Let go and let God.